March 23rd.
The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy.
Jesus, let me stay in your truth. Let me be mindful when the father of lies knocks on the door of my heart. I know my heart is vulnerable, susceptible to attack, easily hurt.
He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him.
Jesus, let me stay in your hope. Let me keep my heart's door shut, locked, bolted and barred when the murderer knocks. I know the accuser only needs a sliver of an opening to push the door wide open and rush in. When he detects an opening, he loses no time. He hauls with him everything he's able to drag in: condemnation, abandonment, and shame.
When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies.
Jesus, let me stay in your love. I know that once I have welcomed the negative, destructive beliefs of the father of lies into my heart, it is extremely hard to remove them again. It is far better to keep the door to my heart shut from the start than to try and close it once I have given the father of lies right of entry.
Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy the devil prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour.
Jesus, let me stay in your righteousness. I know that it is through my thoughts the roaring lion finds an open door. May I submit each thought to you for approval before I start accepting, believing, and obeying it. May I reject each thought that's not from you, keeping the door to my vulnerable heart shut and padlocked. And the father of lies will be powerless to control my emotions and actions with his negative, destructive beliefs. I honor you, Jesus, with my thoughts.